Good morning. It's 9:03 on Saturday the 6th of July 2019. It's still lovely and cool, although the overcast that was giving me very comfortable temperatures is burning up really fast. It was completely overcast here. It was completely overcast here 20 minutes ago. And now there's all kinds of blue sky off to the west. I hope I get back before it uncovers the sun. The reason I am late is that I slept. I slept for like 9 hours last night. I haven't even been up 2 hours yet. 7:30. Well, cats got me up at 4 o'clock, and then I curled up on the couch, as is my habit. And usually that's good for another hour, hour and a half. This morning was good for, at least 2 or 3 hours. I must have needed it. I feel good this morning. I feel really good this morning. Oh. So yesterday was a pretty low trauma day. There was one thing that I needed to do and I didn't get it done until late. I think it was like 10 o'clock. And that was to write a blog post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I think I mentioned it the other day. I went to Stephen Covey's 7 Habits and looked at Sharpen the Saw, because Sharpen the Saw is one of those sort of nebulous and, in my experience, fairly well misconceived misconstrued advices. And the apocryphal story is about the lumberjack busily sawing away at a tree. And he's exhausted. Been at it 5 hours, and so he comes along and says, "Well, why don't you take a break and sharpen the saw?" He's too busy sawing. Too busy sawing. And the thing is that it's not really about the saw. I mean, in a certain sense, because it applies to writers, because writers use it a lot. They use fill the well, and which is actually, I think, a Julie Cameron phrase from The Artist's Way. But it's very closely related to Sharpen the Saw. And that's when you pick a step back from the work in order to make doing the work to take the steps that improve your ability to do the work. Let's put it that way, I guess. So Covey has 4 dimensions of saw, for lack of a better phrase. And the first, of course, is the physical. And, you know, I look back at what I have done in the last, I'll say the last 3 months, really since the nebulas in May. and look at what physical changes I've undertaken. Walking 4 miles a day instead of two. And although in the beginning of June I didn't actually do very well at it, the last couple 3 weeks have been pretty much, didn't miss a day. I haven't missed a day this month yet. I almost missed this morning, which is, I feel really lazy this morning. But that's all the more reason to spend the 40 minutes and come out here and do it. I have a sprinkler that needs to be repaired. I'm not really looking forward to doing that. But I also changed my diet again. I went back to counting carbs, and I've reduced significantly the calorie intake over the course of a day. At least in terms of carbohydrates, I've cut that back. I'm still eating a lot of protein. That helps mitigate the effect of carbohydrates on my blood sugar. I've lost weight. I've lost, I don't know, since May. I weighed in May, it was like 183. And I know that was down from earlier in the year, although I did not weigh in. The last time I weighed in at the doctor's office before this one was 187, and I think I had gone up a couple pounds after that. So I'm down to 173 now. 173, 174. So my weight's down. I'm sleeping more. I used to, when the cats would wake me up early, I would just get up. And I realized that I was only getting 5 hours, 6 hours sleep a night. And while I'm an old man and not getting much sleep is pretty common among elder populations. I remember sleep being good. So I'm working hard to make sure I get at least 7, if not 8 or 9 hours of sleep. As many nights as I can. Some nights I'm dubbing around and I stay up too late. Don't necessarily sleep well the next morning. But I've paid a lot of attention to the physical. And one of the second dimension, I think, is spiritual. I'm not exactly a spiritual guy, but he includes meditation in that. And I have noticed that now that I've been back on the meditation horse, I did a session with sitting in silence last night. It was wonderful. But getting back on the meditation horse, I think my counter's up to like 91 or 92 now. And yeah, some of those are double up on a day. But what that means is that I've done 90 meditations with at least 8 hours and no more than 24 hours between them. Get ready, sit with me. I'm on post. So I've been doing it pretty regularly. And while I change it up a lot, every morning I get the 10-minute walking meditation. I get credit for that. I could probably recite it myself without having to be guided by Andy Pudicone. But it's just, it's a reminder. It's a way to stay grounded in the meditation while I'm moving and walking and thinking. Instead of being in the moment. So it's helpful. And what's the next one? Oh, mental. Mental's the one that people think about most, I think, when it comes to sharpening a saw. I think they think I got to take a course and learn how to do this better. I'm going to take a writing course and improve my craft. I'm going to do something that does craft. And I realize that I do this regularly. What I do is that I read a lot. I read outside my genre. I have a couple of... I don't read very widely. I have two or three genres that I read a lot. I don't read anything traditionally published, so... other than perhaps picking up a book from the Gutenberg Project. I don't typically read current bestsellers. There's a big stink going on now about 1984. It's misogyny. Well done. I read it so long ago, I don't even remember what it is. I read Brave New World so long ago, I don't even remember what it is. I know I read it, but it didn't make a big impression. Never read Catcher in the Rye. I did read Catch Mockingbird. I remember what it was about, but I don't. Not in any kind of detail, not any kind of, you know, character arc or any of the kinds of things that I would pay attention to now. I've heard Moby Dick stands up well. I read Moby Dick, God help me. It was a requirement in high school. I read it. Hated it. Not as much as Ivanhoe. I read it. Dickens was fine. I like Dickens. William Makepeace Thackeray, Vanity Fair, and his associated novels, I think I enjoyed those more. But the mental aspect of it, seeking inspiration, is part of the mental aspect. It's going to a concert, going for a walk. And a lot of these things overlap. A lot of these things sort of work together. One of the things that I was thinking about for the blog and put in the blog post is that, you know, as part of my dietary change was getting the Instapot and making skyr. Now the Instapot is good because it really helps me make much better meals with a lot less effort, and they're really tasty, and they changed up my diet, they changed up my regimen. I'm not eating the same three things all the time anymore, which is good. And the skyr engaged that sort of, okay, this is cool, this is inspirational, this is something different. This is me learning a new skill. It's very... it cross-pollinates across both the mental and the physical dimensions of sharpening my saw. So it's a twofer. And there's a lot of stuff like that, this twofer. Did I cover them all? Oh, social. Social, emotional. Going to have coffee with a friend. Almost all of my social direction is online. And I talk to people every day. People that I count as friends, people I count as confidants, people that I trust with. Looking behind the public persona. Not that I have a really significant public persona, but... And for example, there's lots of topics I don't talk about here. A lot of things I'll talk about here. A lot of personal things I'll talk about here. Being depressed, mental health. And what I've noticed in sharpening the saw, in dealing with the physical, in dealing with the exercise, and dealing with the sleep, and dealing with food, in the meditation, in the reading, it contributes positively to my emotional state. And I do talk about that stuff here. Talk about it a lot. Just looking back over my journals, last winter was terrible. Last winter was just amazingly bad. And I'm sure there are going to be worse ones. But... when I'm not walking, that's not only... Morning. That's not only a... A symptom. It's a reflection. And I have to say that the treadmill and getting to the point now where I really look forward to my treadmill time. Means that in the winter when the weather just does not, you know, I can't walk because of the snow or the cold or the ice or whatever. Doing 4 miles in the morning or 2 miles in the morning and 2 miles in the evening on the treadmill. There's no excuse for me not to walk 4 miles a day. And the only excuse being, of course, illness, sickness, surgery. I gotta go to the dermatologist on Tuesday. It's late in the morning. I should get the walk in before I go. But I suspect very strongly that they're gonna take at least one or two of these moles. We'll see what happens after that. But at the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.